Harper Business and Harper Audio present Never Lost Again. The Google mapping revolution that sparked new industries and augmented our reality. By Bill Kilday. Read by Rob Shapiro. Once a photograph of the Earth, taken from the outside, is available, a new idea as powerful as any in history will be let loose. Sir Fred Hoyle, British astronomer, 1948. Introduction. Starting point. Do you remember the last time you were lost? I mean, truly and totally lost? Personally, I have not been that lost in some time. I'd have to go all the way back to the early 2000s to when I was living in Boston, Massachusetts. One cold winter evening, I was driving home from a Tuesday night pickup basketball game in Brookline. I was exhausted from 3 hours of rough-and-tumble play with some South Boston Irish guys. Somehow, I got turned around on my way home, a route that I had already driven more than a dozen times. I could see where I needed to be, just across the Charles River, but I couldn't figure out how to get there. My wife, Shelley, at home with a screaming baby, had already called twice. "Where are you?" In frustration, I pounded my fist against my car's dashboard, yelling at nobody but myself, while driving 5 miles in the wrong direction down Route 2, looking for the next roundabout. Or maybe it was 3A. From 2000 to 2003, I lived in Boston, and I was frequently turned around. The city was merciless to a transplanted Texan. It was like a foreign language. The locals seemed to take pride in the missing signage, serpentine streets, and roundabouts. You needed to solve a math equation to navigate some intersections. Throw in the Big Dig, the $15 billion public works project that aimed to reroute 4 miles of Interstate 93 directly under the city of Boston, and yeah, I was lost. A lot. I'm not sure I ever did figure it out. Boston, you see, is actually a twisted collection of cities. If you place them on a clock, you would start at 12 o'clock with Chelsea, then go clockwise to Revere, Boston proper, Brookline, Brighton, Newton, Belmont, Cambridge, Somerville, and Charlestown, with a dozen or so smaller cities filling in the gaps. These cities were all at one point independent municipalities, each established in the early to mid-1600s and connected by a complex system of horse trails. The way that each of the different cities named trails was quite simple. They named it according to the trail's destination. For example, if you lived in Brighton in the 1600s and wanted to ride to Cambridge, you took a horse trail that was marked Cambridge. Similarly, if you lived in Boston and wanted to ride to Cambridge, you also followed a horse trail marked Cambridge. Fast forward to modern-day Boston and you have, I'm not making this up, at least 7 different Cambridge streets. The names of the now paved trails in the Boston metro area were often inherited from the names of the original horse trails. I can remember driving along Cambridge Street one day, stopping at a red light, and glancing up at the cross street I was intersecting. It was Cambridge Street. It took me 2.5 years to figure out why, in the Boston metro area, there appeared to be duplicates, quadruplets, septuplets of every street name, assuming you could find a sign. One day I asked my landlord why the roads were still set up in this way, and he answered, "So the Yankee fans can't find their way to Fenway when they drive their cars up from New York." Well, that made me feel better. 10 years later, in 2010, I was on a vacation in Portland, Oregon. I walked through Pioneer Courthouse Square with my family. The landmark public space was alive with people and activity on a crisp summer evening. Following Google Maps on my iPhone, I navigated the half mile down Yamhill Street to a restaurant called Luk Lok Vietnamese Kitchen. My 8-year-old daughter Isabel asked me, "Daddy Bill, what did people do before Google Maps?" I thought back to those Boston days, to the nights left to chance and happenstance, like a Yankee fan in Boston's North End before Yelp and OpenTable, before the iPhone and Google Maps. to a world in which I would have never known about a restaurant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?